With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump delivered an upbeat State of the Union address, even as he bickered with Democrats. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president declared that the union is strong and is winning under his leadership.
Our nation is back, bigger, better, richer, and stronger than ever before.
There were feel-good patriotic moments featuring the Olympic champion U.S. men's hockey team and medals presented to military members and veterans. But there was also heckling and the president snapping at Democrats.
These people are crazy.
The immigration crackdown, spending cuts, and voter ID were other issues highlighted during the speech. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger offered a sharp contrast to President Trump's depiction of the nation as being in a golden age during his address. She argued in her Democratic rebuttal that costs remain high for many Americans more than a year into the president's second term. The next round of Iran nuclear talks in Geneva gets closer on Thursday. There is a belief that the talks may give the Iranian theocracy its last chance to strike a deal with President Trump. It's been 4 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, and there is no sign hostilities will cease anytime soon. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte marked the war's anniversary by affirming the West's defense of Ukraine.
This war is about a sovereign people's right to choose its own path. It is about freedom, yours and ours. That remains true today. NATO stood with Ukraine from the beginning. We stand with you today. And we will stand with you throughout the challenges ahead.
This is SRN News. Pastors and Christian activists are gearing up for a national scripture reading movement this April. It's called America Reads the Bible. It was created by Bunny Pounds, founder of the group Christians Engaged, who spoke with Lori Tridup of SRN News.
Well, we believe this will be the largest Bible reading event in U.S. history with the backdrop of the 250th birthday. The goal was to get Christian leaders from all spheres of influence to remind the American people that their source is the Bible. It will start April 18 with an opening celebration with cabinet members of Congress. They will be calling the nation to repentance and back to the Bible from the World Stage Theater of the Museum of the Bible. Franklin Graham will start with a welcome and end with a gospel presentation at the end of the book of Revelation.
More information can be found at the website AmericaReadsTheBible.com. That's AmericaReadsTheBible.com. This is SRN News. A divided Supreme Court rules that Americans can't sue the U.S. Postal Service, even but an employee deliberately refuses to deliver mail.
By a 5-4 vote, the justices ruled against a Texas landlord who alleged her mail was intentionally withheld for 2 years. The landlord is black and claims racial prejudice played a role in the postal employee's actions. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote in his majority opinions that the federal law generally shields the Postal Service from lawsuits over missing, lost, and undelivered mail, includes the intentional non-delivery of mail.
That's Lisa Dwyer. Justice Sonia Sotomayor wrote that his dissenting opinion, saying the decision not to deliver mail was driven by malicious reasons. Floyd Mayweather Jr. with a rematch against Manny Pacquiao in September. This comes 11 years after their 2015 fight of the century. More details at SRNnews.com.